Tonight marks the seventh yard site of my mother-in-law, Shalom, who, Shalif, Shalachem, Shalahi, that applicably applies by her. And so tonight and tomorrow, Mir Tashem, the Mishnah Berurah should be a schos for her, an aliyah for her neshama, schos for her neshama. Etul Basra Chaim Shalom. So we are on page 27, Simon Ches. So again, yesterday we talked about the intents, the kavanas that a person has to have. The kavanas that a person has to have when they're putting on the tzitzis, or talis, whatever. And we talked about that there is a general. Oops, we have a problem here. Let me see. Oh, it should be okay. That there is a general kavana. Kavana that we're doing a mitzvah. Hashem commanded us to do a mitzvah. And that's true by any mitzvah. But then we also saw that there are three tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, and tzitzis, our mitzvah that we're talking about today, that you have to have another kavana, a specific kavana, specific intent, and that intent, for example, like here, again, by sukkahs down, they covered, and tefillin is mantiyat Torah Hashem v'ficha, but here by tzitzis, you have to have in mind that that I'm putting on the tzitzis, and by seeing them, I remember to do all the mitzvahs. So that's what we discussed yesterday. We also saw yesterday at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim said that if one did not have that intent, they just had intent to do a mitzvah, right? Do a mitzvah. So then they're yotze anyways. But again, l'chachilo, you should have in mind those two ideas. So that brings us to tests. So yesterday we talked about in Zion that a person should separate, and we had a whole discussion about that. How fatal is it, if you want to use that word, if the tzitzis, the strings are tangled. So we saw that the Mechaber says that you should separate the tzitzis, and we talked about is that only by, if there's tcheles, if there's not by tcheles, we saw the bir halacha, and the Chazon Ish was the final thing we brought down. Chazon Ish says that if they're tangled, you could still make a bracha anyways. But still, the idea is that, as I mentioned yesterday, that there are certain things we have to check the tzitzis. Okay, when we talk about tzitzis, we're talking about tzitzis. In other words, either whether it's on a talis katan, right, one that we wear on us, or a talis, what we call a talis, right, big talis. So again, either thing that has tzitzis, either garment that has tzitzis, so we have to check them before. So one thing is that they're not tangled. That's what we did yesterday. Today we go on, as I mentioned yesterday, to another thing, and that is tests. Kodem shivark, before you make the bracha on the tzitzis, on mitzvah tzitzis, korn ashkenazim, for talis katan, lisa teif tzitzis. So before you make the bracha, ya'ayim b'chutei tzitzis, im heim ksherim, you should check, you should look at, inspect the strands of the tzitzis to see if they're kosher. K'dei shlo yivark levatola, so you don't make a bracha levatola. Now, again, because if the tzitzis are not kosher, and you're making a bracha, so, you know, what gives with that, right? So, that's the issue. So, therefore, the halacha is, again, besides making sure, which we saw yesterday, that the tzitzis are not tangled, you should check the tzitzis to make sure that they're kosher. But what does that mean, that they're kosher? So, so if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim says, so you should look at the tzitzis. So in other words, you look at the tzitzis, and we say they're not tangled. Also, we'll learn about this a little later. Sometimes, it doesn't happen so much now, But I remember a number of years ago, again, they're making the tzitzis differently than they used to do in the old days. But we'll see a discussion sometimes, well, even with these are an older pair of tzitzis that I have, and they're very thin, as you can see. They could start, right, each string is made out of usually 8 little strings, and it's spun together. So you can imagine this could start to unravel, right? In other words, it could split. It could split. So again, that could be a problem. But here, the Mishnah Berurah brings up another thing. So not only do you have to look at the tzitzis, they're not tangled, they're not split, they're all sorts of things. Not too short, we'll learn about that later. Let's say one of the tzitzis, the string snaps, right? You know, there's various reasons. Sometimes, like with these type of chairs, the way the chairs are, so they could get caught. Then, you know, a person gets up and they could snap, chas v'shalom. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so you should check the tzitzis. Gam tzarech levadkan lemala b'makom nekev hatalis arak shira. You also have to check higher up, but that's just the way he's talking, higher up where the hole is, where the tzitzis become tied to get tied. Because over there, where the tzitzis go through the hole, right? We'll learn about this later, right? Everybody knows that there's 8 strings, right, on a tzitzis. But really, there aren't. It's really 4. And then they go through the hole, and then you bring it up from each side. So that makes 8, but really it's 4. 4 strings. It's just doubled. Now again, at that point where they go through the hole, so then you have to check there the tzitzis. A lot of people don't do this, but it's very important to check every morning, not only that they're not tangled and all the things we mentioned before, but also over there at the point of entry where the tzitzis strings go through the hole, you have to check, it only takes, you know, a cursory glance, to make sure that none of those strings, as they go through the hole, are broken. Because if one of the strings is broken down there, or up there, depending on how you're looking at it, so then the tzitzis are puzzled. Very, very important. So you have to be very, very careful about that. Now, there's a very long, interesting bear halacha. So we're saying now you have to check the tzitzis before you make a bracha. Again, tangled, split, broken, especially by the hole, all these type of things. So the Chofetz Chaim says something very interesting in the Bir Halacha. He says, this applies to whether it's your talis or a borrowed talis. And so the Chofetz Chaim says that kivan shishalu lispalabo. Let's say you borrow somebody's talis. Let's not talk about the shul talis. We'll get to the shul's talis. But let's say you borrow somebody's talis. So since you borrowed it to davenin, imkain sarak levarach alav dehu kishalo. So you have to make a bracha on that talis because it's like yours, even though you just borrowed it. But obviously the person gave it to you to daven with. So we assume that the person gave it to you with the intent that you should be able to make a bracha. So therefore you make a bracha. So since you have to make a bracha, so therefore you have to check the tzitzis, even though it really belongs to someone else. Now the Chofetz Chaim says, "Im lo kishen no tell miyad hamashil achar tefilaso," right? So that would be. Now the Chofetz Chaim goes on for a longer discussion. He brings down Rabbi Akiva Eger that if you take, you're borrowing the talis, somebody's borrowing a talis, and they have in mind not to acquire it. So then, it's not yours, and therefore, if it's not yours, in order to make a bracha on the tzitzis, it has to be your tzitzis. I mean, it has to be not only the strings, of the garment has to be yours. If it's not yours, so then you don't make a bracha. That's according to everybody. But the Rebbe Kiveger, the Chofetz Chaim, says that if you borrow it and you intend, your intention is not to acquire it, so then the next step would be that you don't have to check it, right? Because you're not making a bracha over it. Now, we'll see about this. I forgot to mention this, that the Chofetz Chaim says in Mishnah Berurah Chaf Beis that the Mechaber said you have to check the tzitzis because before you make a bracha, because if the tzitzis are no good, you make a bracha levatala. So the Chofetz Chaim says something very interesting. If the tzitzis are pasul, and that gets involved to what we're talking about now, let's say I borrowed a talus, like the Chofetz Chaim is talking about in the Bir Halacha, and I in mind not to acquire it, or the person giving it to me doesn't want, you know, me to acquire it, right? Says, oh, you know, it's mine, you know, like whatever. So then you don't make a bracha on it. Ah, so then I don't have to check it. What do you mean you don't have to check it? Well, because the Mechaber said, the reason why you have to check the tzitzis, is because you don't want to put on the tzitzis, make a bracha, and then the tzitzis are no good. It's a bracha levatala. Wait, but isn't there another problem? Even if I don't make a bracha, right? Let's say chas v'shalom, the tzitzis are pasul. So I'm putting on a garment that's four corners and doesn't have tzitzis on it. So isn't that a problem? So in other words, the kasha really is that shouldn't you have to check the tzitzis even without making a bracha, right? Because you should check the tzitzis even without a bracha, because even if you're not making a bracha, because there's a danger I'm putting on a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis, the requisite tzitzis on it. So the Chofetz Chaim gives a very interesting answer. The Chofetz Chaim in Mishnah Berurah Chaf Beis answers no, because as far as the issur of wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, that, and we'll discuss this again as we go along, that we rely upon a chazakah. In other words, somebody checked it sometime, right? And so therefore, there's a status. As you all know, a chazakah is a status. A chazakah is something very important that we use to determine something's status. If we don't have witnesses, if we don't have a majority, so then one of the things we use, lower level, is a chazakah, is a status. So this garment, these tzitzis, I should say, had a status of being kosher. So since they had a status of being kosher, so we can use that status. Now, believe it or not, it's not so simple, but we only rely upon a status if we can't, determine, look at it. You know, if we can't determine it, so we use a chazaka, right? But over here, you know, just look at it, check it. But anyways, so the Chofetz Chaim says, but when it comes to a bracha, so he says, mishum chomer lo sisa. Very interesting, Mishnah Berurah, because of the severity of lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav, rather. As you know, one of the Aseres HaDibros is, as they say, not to use Hashem's name in vain, whatever that means, needlessly. So here you're going to make a bracha. That's a very severe thing, because maybe the bracha is a needless bracha. So therefore, and for a bracha, chazal, the halacha does not rely upon a chazaka for the issue of wearing tzitzis, a garment without the four tzitzis on it. That we could rely upon a chazaka. But to make a bracha, you need better. Because lo sisa Hashem al-kakal ha-shav. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah, if you look further in the Mishnah Berurah, brings up the point I mentioned before, that how can you rely upon a chazaka even for just wearing it without a bracha? Because as I said before, we only rely upon a chazaka only if it's yafshar levara. If you can't make a determination. Here it's very easy to make a determination on whether the tzitzit are kosher or not. Look at them. Take a few seconds. So why rely upon... So again, the Chofetz Chaim goes on and talks about that some say you're right, that it is a very weak, a chazaka garua, because it's a snap. Now again, we can argue whether today, whether they make the tzitzis if they're better or they're stronger. Again, that we could argue with. But finally, the Chofetz Chaim comes out that the case we're talking about is that if they were checked the day before, in other words, by the person you're borrowing it from or whatever, you know, they were checked the day before, so then something like that. So again, really, you should check your tzitzis every day. But let's say, again, like we mentioned yesterday, if you're in a hurry, came late to davening, chas v'shalom, or whatever, somebody had to talk to you, so you came in plenty of time, but, you know, it was a chesed, so you had to... So then in that case, so then you rely upon the chazaka. The chazaka said yesterday they were okay. So we assume so today they're okay. So the Chofetz Chaim brings that down. But he says, even in that case, nochon le'ayin ksas, still best to look a little bit, check the tzitzis a little bit if you can. But again, so now going back to the Bir Halacha, so the Chofetz Chaim discusses, this is all if you're borrowing a private talus. But let's say you're borrowing a shul talus. So if you're borrowing a shul talus, so then, again, to get an aliyah or whatever, so in that case, so the question is, are you allowed to make a bracha? So again, it's a whole long discussion. The Chofetz Chaim talks about it, that since you're considered like a partner in the shul, so therefore we assume you can make a bracha. Here in the shul we have shul talisim, but we have, when we bought them, we make a stipulation that anyone who wants to use a shul talis, it's considered theirs for the duration of davening, and therefore it's considered theirs, they can make a bracha. Now, but the issue is different, and that is, let's say you take a shul talis, and again, you don't have time, or you're running off to get an aliyah, or whatever, so you can't check the tzitzis. So can you make a bracha? So you can't stand there and, you know, maybe the shuls, maybe they're waiting for you to daven or something like that. So the Chofetz Chaim says, maybe you could say that, again, we can use the chazaka. The chazaka says the talus was good, so the tzitzis were good, so we assume they're good. But the only problem with that is that with a shul talus, since it gets a lot of usage, so who says it's still good? So therefore, believe it or not, the Chofetz Chaim comes out that unless you check the tzitzis, you should not, it's best, in roy levarach ala b'li bradika, it's best to not make a bracha on a shul talus. Now, I say very often, in the old days, it used to be that this wasn't a problem because Mr. Carroll, we had his yahrzeit a couple weeks ago, so he used to fold and check the tzitzis every week of all the shul talisim. So they were nicely folded and put away in the basket, and he used to check the tzitzis every week. He knew the halachas, and he separated them and checked them, make sure they were kosher. I hate to say we unfortunately don't have somebody like Mr. Carroll anymore. So again, so now our shul is not any different than other shuls. That, again, I think they're pretty good. They're relatively new, but still, a person should be aware of that. Okay, so we'll stop here. Again, it should be as close for my mother's neshama, at the Baskalim Shalom. And in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we'll go on. Okay, we'll continue in Meretz Hashem. Yesh kol, everyone.